WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people pushing a disabled pickup Saturday night in East Bryan were struck by another truck. Bryan police report a 15-year-old young man was last listed in critical condition, and a 19-year-old man, along with the driver of the truck that was struck, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup that struck the disabled vehicle, 26-year-old Lorenzo Arellano of Bryan, was arrested on 2 counts of intoxication assault. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved grant money to help qualifying students facing unexpected financial hardships. The system's academics vice chancellor, Jim Hallmark, says this will focus on first-time resident undergraduate students who are seeking a degree.
The chancellor has charged us with finding a way that we can help students who have some hardships, some of these financial challenges that come along with life, whether it's a hurricane that wipes out where they're at, or a wildfire in West Texas, or the car breaks down, or any number of things present challenges to our students.
Students will come from families with adjusted gross incomes between $60,000 and $100,000 a year.
And we have targeted that range because that is a sweet spot we've learned from looking at the data and from talking to our campuses, where the free money, if you will, from the federal government and the state government peters out, and yet it is still below where their family probably has the resources to help them if they run into some kind of significant or even minor financial challenge.
The grants will pay for tuition, books, lodging, and meals. The College Station School Board's decisions on new high school boundaries and grandfathering also impacts property tax rates and the dates of future bond elections.
We believe, based on our projections now, that we'd be considering a bond for phase two of College Station High School somewhere around November, fall of 2021. The 21 school year, and then that hopefully will push off the need for a third high school to hopefully 2024 or 2025.
Superintendent Clark Ely says last week's board votes should also result in a property tax reduction of 8 cents in each of the next 2 years. College Station City Councilman James Benham has 6 months left before term limits cap his elected service at 6 years. During our show, Benham responded to comments from the mayor's announcement of possibly asking voters to change the length of council terms.
My father was a city councilman in Baton Rouge. My great-grandfather was a city councilman in Mooresville, Indiana. And the universal in our family with city council is that you kind of don't figure out what's going on until about halfway through your second term.
Benham supports longer terms to reduce the number of elections and reduce the amount of time city employees train council members.
Have an election every other year on the same year that you have state and federal elections. It's much cheaper from election cost. It's much more efficient. You're going to get much higher number of people. And then all you got to do is convince them to actually do a little bit of research on the city campaign.
Benham also supports keeping a limit of 2 terms. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. You can text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
If your home has been damaged by recent hail or high winds, you need a professional, local roofing contractor. Call Lone Star Roof Systems. Don't wait. Avoiding roof repair will cause interior damage to your home. Let a Lone Star Roof Systems specialist perform a free roof inspection today. Fully insured and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee, Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center. On Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, almost 7:10. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
We'll be starting off the work week with some very nice weather across south central Texas. Plenty of sun today. Afternoon readings in the mid to upper 70s. Clear overnight, pleasant, mid 50s. Sunshine on Tuesday. Afternoon readings a little warmer in the low 80s. Clear, then a few clouds move in later Tuesday night near 60. More clouds Wednesday, maybe a late day shower, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the San Antonio Spurs are still sticking around. Following yesterday's 103-90 victory over the Golden State Warriors, they still trail 3-1. In the series, here's head coach Ettore Messina after yesterday's victory.
I think we just need to enjoy a little bit this, try to get some rest tomorrow, get on the plane, and it should be a big game.
Of course, Messina is filling in for Greg Popovich, who is away from the team following the passing of his wife. So we'll talk more about that game, as well as the Rockets matching up with the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. And, of course, plenty of Aggie sports in action. All that more coming up in sports.
So do we know where this guy's from, this assistant coach?
I'm assuming Italy. He's coached in Russia. Uh-huh. He's won some championships in some other leagues. But, yeah, he's from Catania, Italy.
Good. We're enjoying this. What did he say? He talks funny.
He does talk. He talks kind of with an accent.
English is not his first language.
Yeah, at least he talks, unlike Pop.
Yeah, but does that work? I mean, what? I don't know what his job is.
Are you saying, is it lost in translation?
I mean, somewhere.
Well, half of his players are from other countries, too.
Okay.
I mean, you got Manu Ginobili, you got Patty Mills, who speaks English, but he's Australian. So
he's got to know how to pronounce, you know, their stuff, too.
He's
got to speak their language.
I think he translates fairly well.
Okay,
I don't think it's a problem.
International sport now.
He's coached for CSKA Moscow.
Oh, well, yeah. That makes it
Virtus Bologna.
Oh, Bologna, yeah, I love that team.
Or something. I don't know.
I got a T-shirt.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Man in Massachusetts has collected his second lottery jackpot this year. Jason Williams won $1 million from the Massachusetts State Lottery back in January. Then last week, he won another $1 million with a $30 scratch ticket.
Wow.
What, he's got $1 million.
Yeah.
What's he doing playing the lottery?
Exactly. Wait,
I mean, but he still won, right?
He
so
did.
There's a sense
to that.
He opted
for
yeah.
the payment, $650,000 one time. Lottery says they still have two $15 million prizes, another $44 million prizes that are out somewhere in the scratch game, so you can still play if you want to. All right, here's a guy with nothing to do. Apparently a video out of Hawaii shows a bison being lassoed by a cowboy on a jet ski.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what YouTube is for.
There's a lot going on right there.
There is. Bison has reportedly escaped from its enclosure after flooding damaged the area. Animal ended up in the middle of a bay being pursued by locals trying to round it up. The video shows the capture. Filmed by tourists in a nearby boat, cowboy is soon seen roping the buffalo and then towing it to safety.
You said Hawaii?
Yeehaw. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
You don't really think of
buffalo.
Yeah. No, they must, over there.
I don't think they're indigenous to Hawaii.
No. Probably not. Probably not. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. Did we hear about Crystal Tadlock?
That no. sounds familiar.
Well, Crystal may think twice before accepting anything from a Delta flight attendant again. She was flying back from Paris, apparently, and I didn't know they did, but apparently they give away apples. They offer apples to you if you want an apple.
Yeah, okay. It's Paris. It's Europe.
And she decided that she didn't want to eat the apple. She'd save it. So here we go.
An apple could cost a woman $500, and that's just the beginning. Crystal Tadlock says flight attendants passed out apples in Delta Airlines logo bags near the end of her flight from Paris. She put the apple in her carry-on to save it for later. When Tadlock arrived at customs, her bag was chosen randomly to be searched. A customs agent said the apple was undeclared fruit and asked if her trip was expensive.
Said, well, it's about to get a whole lot more expensive after I charge you $500.
Tadlock also could lose her global entry status, which allows pre-approved low-risk travelers to get expedited clearance through airport security and at customs when entering the U.S. Tadlock is planning to fight the charge in court. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Well, that stinks.
They should tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
That if you keep this thing and try to go through customs, you're liable to have to pay $500.
Man.
Makes it a little more expensive.
Yeah.
Hey, I have breaking royal news.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I got to, let me see. It's too much trouble.
Did Kate finally pop?
She did. And she had a boy.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. He weighs 8 pounds and 7 ounces.
All right.
Dun, 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 dun. That's all hell the cheese.
No name yet, though, of course. Well, I'm sure we'll find out about that later.
Oh, that's a wedding.
That's all right.
I get confused. There we go.
I just do that. Yeah, okay. With a crying baby in the background. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you think about that. The baby clothing manufacturers are knocking it out of the park over there, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
Golly.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, for
those,
sure.
Got those young royals having those kiddos. Mama turned 92 over the weekend.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I did.
Man.
And, like, went and rode a horse.
And went and rode a horse?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I saw a picture of
it. While lots of 92-year-olds are playing bingo and staying up past 8 o'clock, Queenie really knows how to throw it down. Apparently, E! News reports that Her Majesty enjoyed quite the shindig last Saturday night with stars like Tom Jones, Shawn Mendes, Shaggy.
Oh,
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
He's a rapper guy, kind of.
Sting. They all performed at the Queen's birthday party. All the hot shots from the royal family came out, including Prince William, Prince Charles, Princess Eugenia, and Beatrice, and of course, the cutest couple, Harry and Meghan.
Why was William there? He needed to be with Kate.
I'm not sure.
She's about to go into labor, man.
He was there.
Okay.
For the birth, though.
All right. We got American royalty, Sadie Robertson.
Duck Dynasty.
Is getting married?
Yes. Well, apparently she's found her right man.
Really?
Because, I mean, she used to be dating quarterback, right?
Trevor Knight.
At least for a little
while. She's moved on from Trevor.
Yeah, she has.
Austin North from the show All Night. They met via Twitter 2 years ago.
Oh.
Oh, that'll last forever.
Yeah, for sure.
So
2 years, though.
That's right. Admits it's new, but we both are so happy and having fun.
Austin DM'd me on Twitter. quickly got out of the DMs by giving me his number.
Oh, wow. They are each other's best friends.
Aw, that's
and
cute.
They're cheesy but thriving.
Cheesy but thriving.
That's what they say.
Cheesy but thriving. Okay.
All right. So there's our little delving off into entertainment news.
Well, yeah, she's going to do a good job for herself. She does a lot of, I don't want to call them motivational speaking, like, appearances,
all
but
right.
She does a lot of speeches about faith and religion and that kind of thing
right.
And talks to people her age about, you know, God and stuff.
I gotcha. So, very good.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
So, to make that sound so appealing.
No, yeah. I mean, but that's kind of what she's branched off from Duck Dynasty.
That's it.
So.
That is her deal.
Yep.
So did you know that the human brain responds to being treated fairly in exactly the same way it responds to winning money or eating your favorite food? Researchers conducted brain imaging experiments to arrive at this conclusion. They found out that when a person is treated fairly, the area in the brain that is tied to happiness gets activated. For many people, being treated fairly is more important than a monetary reward, and those who are treated fairly tend to be happier. Problem. Fair to you may not be fair to another person.
This is true.
What is fair? See?
It's all your perspective.
And that's right. And quite often, somebody would look at what's fair and go, oh, well, no, that's way over the line.
And
that's more than beating
people. Don't
we
always say life is not fair?
It's not.
So.
But anyhow, that it says that's what will happen if you happen to. Hmm. Oh, was it? We'll save it. I have a Clint Howard story for next hour.
Okay.
because Clint's birthday was last week, right? We talked about
he went to go see Willie and his again.
Okay,
Willie probably has
still
noticed.
Playing?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm pretty sure Willie has Chip on some kind of stalker list or something. He's only seen them like 50 billion times.
Well, maybe Willie appreciates the business.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
I thought I said Clint Howard, but I guess I said Chip Howard.
You said Clint.
I said Chip.
Zach said it wrong.
I got it wrong. I'm
Thanks.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hey. A fair is a place where people go to trade. The word you're looking for is equitable.
Ah, that's a big word. Yeah, you're right. I understand. Yeah.
That's more than two syllables.
A fair is a place where people go to trade.
If it's more than two syllables, we ain't really going
to
use it.
Yeah, we're not going to try to do that. Hey, listen, did you get your property taxes last week? Pretty happy about those, are you? We'll talk to Mark Price in about an hour, a little more than that. He'll be here about 8:30 to talk. He's not going to talk about your taxes personally, okay?
Okay.
Do not call
Darn.
To complain about your taxes.
Yeah, he doesn't
to the chief
care.
Appraiser.
I told y'all this year that this is the first, well, not property taxes, obviously, but this is the first year I've had to pay.
Yeah, well, that's
I
a
didn't
different
get
kind of tax.
Back.
That's that. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a
property,
second.
Property
yeah.
taxes.
In the
yeah,
meantime,
totally
the deal is we're going to talk about how they come up with whatever that number is. And then what you can do if you're not happy about it, all right? So we'll talk about that. They're making it a little easier for you. Okay, yeah, now then, in the meantime, so now you're, what, missing out on the beer money you're going to get back from the IRS. Is that your problem?
Yeah, but thankfully, I've got plenty of brews here.
Okay, anyway, but that's and again, that's a new experience for you, huh? Never before have you
yeah,
had to pay.
Never have had to do that.
Make it 3 years in a row for me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you need to stop asking your dad to do your taxes.
I don't think that's the problem.
You don't think it's user error?
No, it's not.
Okay.
They start finding more things to write off, I guess.
Well, and again, for a whole lot of people, that's the world. I mean, the world is that you pay your taxes, and then you have to pay some more. And if you own a business, you have to pay every month. So just remember.
It's how the man gets you.
It's the land of the free, but it costs you a lot of money to live here. Just saying. All right, so a classic silly dad joke. Got a guy named Jay Feely in some hot water. I don't know who he is.
He was a kicker.
Yeah, former
in the
kicker
NFL.
For the Arizona Cardinals.
He's a commentator.
Posted a photo of himself on Twitter holding a gun sandwiched between his daughter and her prom date.
Mm-hmm.
So now critics have accused the former pro kicker of behaving as if he owned his daughter and of insensitivity toward current gun control debates. So, of course, he had to tweet out yesterday, quote, "The prom picture I posted was obviously intended to be a joke. My daughter has dated her boyfriend for over a year, and they knew I was joking."
Yeah, obviously.
I take some gun safety seriously. I take gun safety seriously. The gun was not loaded and had no clip in it. I did not intend to be insensitive to that important issue.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That he even had to apologize is ridiculous.
The way it is.
I lost more respect for him that he apologized than I did to him actually taking the picture.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Well, it's so stupid. And I saw this on Twitter because it was trending or whatever, and I got on there. And, yeah, you got people, oh, well, he's acting like he's got ownership of his daughter and this and that, and how dare you know? In this day and age,
yeah, no,
in this
I think
climate,
that's dumb too.
How is he was? You have that gun out, and he wasn't pointing it at anybody. It was a pistol, by the way.
He was pointing it at the prom date's foot.
That's what social media is for, so that you can go ahead
exactly.
and do
to have
that,
the outrage. Right? It's just, and yeah. I understand that there's idiots out there, and there's going to be people that make comments. What upsets me is there's so many people that agree with them. That there's more than one.
There's more than one idiot.
If there was one nut job out there, then that would be okay. We can deal with that. But the fact that there's so many of them, it's depressing.
You don't have to look. You know, you can just not.
It's for my
too.
Job, Scott. I have to do this for my job because you're not on Twitter.
Nope, I'm not. Not going to be. That's
Chelsea's on Twitter,
that's
but
for sure.
Scott's not. So.
I just don't get so riled up.
Yeah.
And that's good, Zach. That way you have something to get
at least
upset
I don't
about.
Tweet my thoughts. That would be bad.
All right. 7:23.
With so many roofers in town, who can you really trust? Every roofing contractor says he has insurance, but have you really verified their general liability to make sure your home is covered? Have you really verified their workers' comp to make sure their workers are indeed covered? Call Schulte Roofing today, and we'll show you the secrets to truly verify if a roofing contractor has coverage. You want real protection, and we want to make sure you get it. Call Schulte Roofing today.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi. Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing for over 40 years. Locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United Roofing pros take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com. As far as the temps are concerned, all week long ought to be pretty nice. Right around 80 degrees, between 75 and 80 all week with lots of sunshine. Slight chance of some showers maybe on Wednesday. Low, right around 60 each night. And the winds will be probably out of the north for the next couple, 3 days, so that'll make it pretty pleasant, too. Right now, calm winds, fair skies, and we've got 49 outside.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, scientists are beside themselves with joy. They have accidentally created a mutant enzyme that eats plastic bottles. A couple years ago, scientists discovered the enzyme at a Japanese waste dump. They brought in an international team to tweak it, and voila, the enzyme mutated. The new enzyme takes just a few days to break down plastic. Now, the lead researcher says that thanks to the mutant enzyme, there will not be a need to drill oil to make more plastic, because the plastic we already have can be recycled back into its original components. If that happens, can you imagine the result? Liberals can stop making laws to ban plastic straws in restaurants. Stores can give customers plastic bags again. You can buy bottled water without the environmentalist wackos complaining about what's in landfills. Plastic will be in again, which is why I have a prediction of my own. It'll never happen. Because liberals don't really want to solve problems. They just want to complain about problems and blame America for problems. But the last thing they want to do is solve anything, because America can't improve. So just watch. Environmentalists will accuse the new mutant enzyme of causing global warming or wiping out endangered species or hurting polar bears. Mark my words, it will not be marketed as a solution ultimately.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bush Library and Museum reopened to the public yesterday following Saturday's burial of Barbara Bush. Videos of the motorcade at the museum and in College Station are online on WTAW's Facebook page. In addition to the museum, the Bush family gravesite reopens this morning, and there is free admission to the museum the next 2 days from 9:30 until 8. Highway 21 in Bryan, east of the freeway, was closed for 3 hours Saturday night following a crash that led to an arrest on charges of intoxication assault. Bryan police report 26-year-old Lorenzo Arellano is accused of driving a pickup that struck a second truck that was disabled and being pushed by two people. A 15-year-old young man is hospitalized in critical condition. A 19-year-old man who was also pushing and the 18-year-old driver sustained non-life-threatening injuries. City Council and school board positions are nonpartisan, but that doesn't stop College Station City Councilman James Benham, speaking on our show, from calling on conservatives to vote in this year's council election.
The citizens get worn out voting, and they just don't show up. We have an abysmally pathetic turnout rate, and it's really embarrassing how few people vote, especially how few conservatives vote.
Benham is finishing 6 years on the council and cannot run again due to term limits.
We need conservative leadership for the city that will respect the tax dollar, that will respect individual property rights, owners' property rights, that will respect neighborhoods, that will come in and talk to them and understand their needs.
Benham calls for longer council terms, not only because it reduces the number of elections for voters, but it gives more time for council members to learn about city operations. Last week's College Station school board votes on new high school boundaries and grandfathering now only affects students and their families. Superintendent Clark Ely says consideration was given to the properties, the district's property tax rates, and future bond elections.
Allows us to push the need for an additional phase two of College Station High School, which is at this time seats for an additional 600 kids. Pushes that need off a couple of years into the future.
Dr. Ely also expects property tax reductions in the next few years.
We think conservatively over the next 2 years we can pass along about 8 cents per $100 of valuation of tax relief to our community because of not going to the bond and utilizing the capacity that we have.
Ely projects a bond election for phase two of College Station High School around November 2021, then a bond issue for a third high school until 2024 at the earliest. Some college students in the Texas A&M system facing financial hardship from unexpected events can apply for a new grant program that was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The system's academics vice chancellor, Jim Hallmark, says this could include students affected by this year's wildfires or last year's hurricanes.
It will focus on resident undergraduate first-time degree-seeking students. So this is the student who has not already received a degree and is pursuing one at one of our institutions, with a focus on retaining those students on to graduation.
Dr. Hallmark emphasized this is a grant, not a loan program.
There is no minimum, such that it could be the student only needs a few hundred dollars or 50 bucks or whatever the case might be to be able to continue on in school, but it certainly would not exceed the cost of tuition, books, lodging, and meals as published in the respective university's catalog.
The Regents made available $3 million a year for the next 10 years. The grants would cover tuition, books, lodging, and meals. Students will come from families with adjusted gross incomes between $60,000 and $100,000. Congressman Bill Flores has postponed this week's online town hall meetings until next month to accommodate an updated legislative timetable in Washington. During his latest visit on our show, Flores addressed those who want face-to-face contact.
Every time I'm back in the district, we have face-to-face meetings. I think some people forget that we do that. During the course of the last of the Easter work period, I met with over 200 constituents on a face-to-face basis. And if you include the public events I was at, it was more than 2,000.
Flores says House leadership has revised upcoming legislative goals that includes higher education, defense, infrastructure, the next farm bill, and possibly immigration reform. The Texas Associated Press broadcasters presented News Talk 1620 WTAW with 14 awards at the organization's annual banquet Saturday night in Austin. WTAW competed in the radio division that covers the state except for the Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin markets. First place awards include the Infomaniacs as the best local talk show, best newscast, best sportscast, best news reporter, and spot coverage during Hurricane Harvey. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, 737, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's some weather, sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We'll have a bright and sunny start to the new work week. Pleasant temperatures this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and pleasant overnight. Readings down into the mid 50s for most areas. Then sunny skies Tuesday. Temperatures turn a little warmer, low 80s by mid-afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy around 60 Tuesday night. Then the clouds return Wednesday, maybe a late day shower, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was an up-and-down weekend for Aggie baseball and Aggie softball. Both dropped series on the road. The guys dropped a game yesterday to Tennessee. Meanwhile, the ladies defeated LSU yesterday afternoon. So we'll cover both of those games. Also talking Texas A&M Equestrian or national champs. Once again, the NCEA, not NCAA, the NCEA, mm-hmm. Got to say that right, mm-hmm. The reigning national champs, and by that mean, I mean reigning, R-E-I-N-I-N-G,
So Evan Roberts, who is the SID for softball and did color for me this weekend on the radio broadcast, right. is also the SID for equestrian. So he was kind of multitasking throughout the whole weekend with press releases and whatnot. And the national championship has changed. This was the first year they had individual events, so to say, where you could receive a national championship.
Okay.
In equestrian.
Yeah, okay.
So they had the team championship, which Auburn won.
Okay.
And then Texas A&M, though, advanced to the finals in reigning, and so they were able to win the reigning national championship.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was, you know, fences and whatever.
Cool.
Other stuff.
I was talking to some folks the other day who whose daughter rides equestrian for A&M. And, you know, just the whole concept of the equestrian thing, just so folks understand, you know, you go to a meet somewhere, you're riding their horses.
Yes. Yep. And so the way the national meet works is if you are competing against Auburn, y'all are riding, let's say, South Carolina's horses.
Okay.
Or Auburn's horses. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that would be right.
Right. But
but that's part of the sport.
That's
the deal is to be able to control a horse that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, which makes sense. Okay. Because if it's a team thing. But isn't that interesting? In the Olympics, they don't do that.
Oh.
In the Olympics, you know, it's
ride your own.
And then international thing, you got your own horse.
Interesting.
Yeah, we kind of touched on that world for one part in our lives. And, you carry your horse. The horse gets on an airplane and goes.
Right, right.
People got a lot of money.
So Ed.
Yeah. Okay, just saying.
I got to interview the equestrian ladies a couple of times.
Yeah?
Nice ladies.
Okay.
Nice
Are you
girls.
Talking about like the coaches or the players?
Players.
Okay.
Is that what they're called or riders? Are they called players?
Yeah. Riders.
Okay. Can be both. It's interchangeable.
There you go.
The student athletes.
All right, here you go.
There you go.
All right. So now think about this the next time before. I'm sorry, I'm changing topics now.
That's
We're going to
fine.
Move to fast food.
Okay.
We're moving to fast food. Okay.
Food.
Quickly.
Okay. Now, there are some things you should think about before you go and order those six things for yourself next time at the drive-thru, okay?
Okay.
These are the ways, at least four of them, that fast food joints trick you into eating more. Decision anchoring.
Oh.
The first option we see tends to stick in our mind, and there's a good chance we will order that. That's why they put the big signs on the windows near the entrance to push the new items.
Ah.
Makes you more likely to order what you usually get, and the new stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because, again,
makes sense.
Yeah, especially when you're doing drive-through.
Yeah.
You know, you can order that many.
Yeah.
Don't look in the car to see it's just me.
Yeah, you want your fave, the regular, but, I want to try those new.
Price anchoring. They make sure there's expensive stuff on the menu so that everything else doesn't look as expensive.
Mm.
See, this, and that's why a lot of places have scaled back on their dollar menus. Basically, the best way to sell a $2 burger is put it next to a $5 burger, okay? Flying the health halo flag. That means they know that you know that it's not healthy, but if they highlight the lettuce and tomatoes on the sandwich, then you feel less guilty for ordering it.
You feel better about it,
Yep. And I know that you think that this kiosk thing is all about efficiency and to speed things up. Well, the kiosk and actually the whole drive-through talk through the box thing is that way you're not getting judged for the food that you're ordering.
Oh, who judges people at a fast food place?
Well, it depends. Depends on what you're ordering.
Oh, well,
sit in the parking lot in binoculars.
Chelsea's like, what are they doing here? They don't need to be here.
With my microphone, judging you. Judging you.
Or you're sitting in the parking lot eating the food you just ordered.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's
whatever
really what
it happens
is.
To be.
Sometimes
anyway.
You don't have anywhere
judge
to go.
Fast food eaters.
You just want to sit in your car and listen to some tunes and
that's
eat your
right.
big old burger.
Well, believe it or not, somebody has actually used a squirrel as their dissertation.
Oh.
And the complexity of squirrels and choosing the nuts that they eat.
Oh.
We'll do that for you in just a little while. Hello.
Mobile ordering is the best. McDonald's has that. I've been sitting in a slow drive-through lane and put in my mobile order, so when I get to the window, all I got to do is pay for it.
Wow. Well, okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, okay. And I know they do the kiosk thing, too, where you can go in and touch the little screen and then
just taking over
and
the
what I
the
do with the big green monster.
Okay.
Mobile order.
So a weird thing with me, I don't know why this is one of my pet peeves, I don't like it when the drive-through order takers are rude.
Well, I don't think anyone likes it.
Well, I know, but like if they sit there and they don't really say anything, they go like, you know, oh, hello, sir. Right. Here's your food and stuff. I'll go, oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day as I'm driving off. But I'll say, you know, if they don't say it, then that's what I'll do.
Oh, then you won't be friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I am being friendly. I'm being
sarcastically because
they'll just hand my bag here. And I go, oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank
Have a great
so
day.
And they go, God, that guy was weird.
One more reason Chick-fil-A's on top of the list.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Just Have a blessed day.
That's it.
It's my pleasure.
744. This is the 13th anniversary of YouTube. This is the 13th anniversary. The first YouTube video posted 13 years ago
I feel
ago
like it's been around
today,
longer than that. Right? I don't know, though.
But pretty much, you know, but you think about it, 13 years, that's as much as your pretty much video active life online,
True.
Right?
True, yeah.
Didn't know if it necessarily was there before then.
Yeah.
Of course, the first one was the 18-second video at the San Diego Zoo. That
okay.
was the first one.
Of what animal in particular?
Of, no, of just first one ever. That's the first video on YouTube. Just,
right.
I think, a visitor of the San Diego Zoo.
Okay.
You can probably go look at it if
That's
you want
okay.
to. Okay, I understand. Google bought YouTube, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 18 months after the first YouTube video posted.
Oh, wow.
Google
they knew.
Bought it
they knew.
For
it's
more, than
be big.
More than $1 billion.
Wow.
$1.65 billion, as a matter of fact. So the most watched YouTube video is that what's it called? Dispaccio? What's that?
Despacio.
Yeah, that's the one, Dispaccio.
Despacito.
Despacito?
Yeah, that's the one. 5 billion.
I was like, what is he talking about?
I know, and then I said Despacio. That doesn't sound right either.
No. 5 billion hits.
Despacito.
5 billion hits.
That's crazy.
Yep. And of the top 50 most watched videos, 47 of them are music videos.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
There's a Russian cartoon called Masha and the Bear in at number 6.
Okay.
There's a Little Baby Bum, number 20, which is basically a compilation of kids' songs. And then there's another kids' montage in at number 43. But aside from that, they are music videos.
Hmm.
The most disliked YouTube video of all time, that'd be Baby by Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Wait, so Justin,
that's weird.
So the Biebs has the most views.
Yep. So he got 8.9 million dislikes, but also has 8.7 million likes on Despacito. So
crazy.
The first video to go to 1 million views was Fred. So it's like some kid, I guess, some teenager that just acts. He's got this character named Fred. It's almost like Ernest Goes to Jail or whatever.
All right.
It's got Fred goes to the dentist. Fred gets detention.
All right. Okay.
Fred loses his meds.
So interacting with the camera.
Yeah.
To tell a little
story.
Yeah,
and it's just And so he wears little outfits and stuff. And
where
I don't
is he now? And is he rich?
I assume so, because he's got a whole channel, but some of these things are 9 years old.
Yeah, wow.
And apparently he's changed things up a little bit, but I don't know.
What do you know, I use it more for instruction now than anything else.
That is true.
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
Go find
how
out
to.
How to do something. Should
well,
I do
you
that?
You Google something, and then the YouTube video shows up, and you're like, okay, well, watch
Why
the
not?
YouTube video.
And that's something that I can do, then it might save me money. Hello?
Hey, yes, about these fast food restaurants. George Roy wrote an article about how we go into a fast food restaurant. They make a profit, but they brainwash us. They put the trash cans up front, and we're expected to bust our own tables. Yeah.
Well,
I thought it was interesting.
It saves money. That's what it's all about.
But you eat your food before you get to that trash can, though? I just throw the straw wrapper in there, but I still got to take the rest of it down the road.
Yeah.
And then I got to find a different trash can to throw it in. My back seat.
Yeah.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Clay and Julie are happily married, but they'll be the first to tell you that their happiness doesn't come easy. They have to work hard at it. Some big differences stand between them. Their taste in music is just one example of how far apart their lives can be. Julie likes pop music. Clay, well, he likes to crank up the volume and headbang to the bands like Van Halen and Metallica. When Julie plays a pop song on the radio, Clay will dismiss it with a funny expression. And if a country song starts a twangin', he may leave the room entirely. It's all in good fun, though. Instead of letting their differences come between them, Clay and Julie turn them into opportunities to connect with each other. Like the summer her favorite pop star, Bruno Mars, came to town. Clay bought two tickets, one for Julie and one for himself. Julie loved the concert, and Clay loved watching Julie have a great time. His joy came from seeing her happy. And that's how you build a great marriage, by channeling your differences in a positive direction. Find ways to come together, take joy in each other's happiness. Common interests may bolster your marriage, but the way you handle your differences is the key to a marriage that thrives. Successful relationships aren't about so-called chemistry, nor good luck or wishful thinking. They're about two people who sacrifice their own interests for each other's sake. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning. It is 7:51. Well, it was a tough weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. The number 14 guys dropped a three-game series to Tennessee, falling to the Volunteers 6-4 in yesterday's rubber match. Texas A&M pounded out 10 hits on the day, including four extra base hits, but the Aggs only got the leadoff man aboard in one inning. Now, with the loss, the Maroon and White are now 29-11 overall and 9-9 in conference play. Meanwhile, the ninth-ranked ladies avoided a sweep at the hands of number 15 LSU, blanking the Tigers 6-0 yesterday. Righty Lexi Smith picked up the win in the circle, allowing just three hits over six innings of work.
It was critical for us to get a win in this series, so no team wants to get swept on the road or at home, and so I was just coming out here relaxed and throwing to our plan, and our defense and offense did an amazing job at scoring runs and defensively keeping runs off the board.
Sarah Hudak, Tori Vidalis, and Ashley Walters got it done at the plate, each going 2-for-4. With the win, the ladies improved to 37-12 overall and 10-8 in the SEC. Texas A&M Equestrian won the NCEA Reigning National Championship on Saturday, edging out Auburn in a 2-2 raw score tiebreaker in Waco. The Aggies dominated the reigning championship after outscoring their opponents 11-4. Well, the San Antonio Spurs are still kicking. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 22 points and pulled down 10 rebounds as the Spurs topped the Golden State Warriors yesterday 103-90 to avoid elimination. Here's interim head coach Ettore Messina.
I think we just need to enjoy a little bit this, try to get some rest tomorrow, get on the plane, and it should be a big game. And we're probably emotionally we're surely a little bit empty right now, I guess. So we'll see. We'll see. It's important that we go there and we try to play another game with all we have.
Monta Ginobili came off the bench to score 16 points for San Antonio, which still finds itself down 3-1 in the series. The Houston Rockets try to take a 3-1 lead when they pay a visit to the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. Minnesota picked up a Game 3 win on Saturday, rolling over the Rockets 121-105. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock in Minneapolis. We'll make it 6 in a row for the Houston Astros. Jose Altuve hit a go-ahead single in a 5-run 7th inning as the Astros pulled away from the Chicago White Sox yesterday 7-1. Skipper A.J. Hinch after the sweep-clinching win.
We put a lot of pressure on them offensively and on the bases, and then not giving up hardly any runs helps. And again, we can play all facets of the game. You know, we are a tough team to match up with, and obviously, you know, we saw a lot of that in this three-game series.
Hinch and Stros will look to make it 7 in a row tonight when they welcome the L.A. Angels to town at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers were trying to get off the schneid yesterday against the Seattle Mariners.
The 1-0 pitch, and Mazzara drills this one deep out into right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone. Right over the 407 marker at the far end of the Ranger bullpen. A line drive home run for Nomar Mazzara, his third of the year, and the Rangers lead 2-0.
And that solo shot came in the bottom of the fourth inning. Joey Gallo would add a two-run blast in the seventh as the Rangers edged the Mariners 7-4. Lefty Martin Perez grabbed his second win of the year, allowing two earned over six innings of work.
I was aggressive every time. You know, attacked the zone early, and, you know, my two-seam was worked today. And, you know, I think I do a great job and get a win.
The victory put a stop to a three-game skid for Texas, which will entertain the Oakland A's tonight at 7:05. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Chrysler 300 Limited Edition, only $16,576. Now, Chrysler makes some of the most professional-looking cars out there. This baby is no different. Great gas mileage, too, by the way. 19 miles per gallon in the city and 31 on the highway. Again, a 2015 Chrysler 300 Limited Edition, only $16,576 at Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and Bugs since 1947.
Howdy! My name is Maddie, and I'm a member of A&M United Methodist Church. I have grown up in this church, and I can honestly say that it is my second family. I've had many opportunities to laugh, learn, love, and serve in my church, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
My name is Preston Greenwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. Come and join our family on Sundays at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
Couple of minutes till, and for Maniacs News Talk 1620, WTAW, and the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, talking property taxes in about a half an hour with Mark Price, who's the chief appraiser. Okay, for you bosses who are really ahead of the game, Wednesday is Administrative Assistance Day.
There you go.
And we talked about the genius of it being Wednesday, so that you've got 3 days to take care of it, and then you've got two more days if you screw up and miss it.
Is this what Secretary Day used to be?
Yeah, okay. We don't say that word anymore. You can't
same
do
thing
that
like stewardess.
Something like that. That's flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Correct.
If you had a friend who was going through a rough time, needed a place to crash, how long would you let them stay?
Ooh.
According to a recent survey, there are some nice people out there. Obviously, Chelsea's not one of them. Okay. Only 6% of people said they wouldn't be prepared at all to let them stay. Another 14% said they weren't so sure. Well, I don't know. That's 20% right there, isn't it? 13% said they'd let them stay a night or two. 22% said they'd let them stay for up to a week. And that was the most popular answer.
I was going to say that would probably be mine.
Right. Yeah.
About 12% said up to 2 weeks. Another 14% said a month.
Jeez, no.
5% 3 months, 3% 6 months, and 1% said up to a year.
Wow. I mean, if I had another room, the problem is, like, at our house, there's the couch.
Right.
And having someone live in your living room for more than a week or two gets a little tiring.
I don't think I would want them to stay more than a weekend.
Well, and the thing is that this hell also probably has to do with how they're defining friend.
True, yeah. That too.
If
that
you've got
too.
More than 10 close friends and you want to save on some rent, then, you know, you could crash at their
house
forever.
Well, that's
forever,
the other thing.
Right?
Are they paying rent? Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. If they're paying you something, that could certainly make a difference. All right. Elvis's best-selling album ever.
Ever.
Christmas album.
Yeah.
Elvis's Christmas album.
In the ghetto.
1 million copies.
In the ghetto.
All right. 77. Actually, 70s all week long. Looks pretty nice. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 8 o'clock.